Today's episode is sponsored by Flipboard. With so much content whizzing around out there, there's only one storytelling platform that helps you keep calm and stay informed and inspired. Flipboard. Flipboard curates the world's stories so you can be smarter in your work, life, and play. Choose from thousands of topics to personalize Flipboard and get the latest stories from the best publishers and experts delivered to you 24/7. Hey, what's going on? It's your boy, Lawrence Kane Jr. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Abundance University podcast. So it was formerly the Money Talks podcast, but we wanted to switch it up. We wanted to, for branding purposes, we wanted to make sure that people could actually tune in, man. I mean, people know me as the CEO of Abundance University, and we just wanted to make sure everything was cohesive, honestly. There's nothing that'll change as far as the content, other than it's going to get better and better. So thanks for tuning in. Couple announcements. Number one, we're working on a credit building course that'll be available in a few weeks. So stay tuned for more information for that. So those of you who listen to the podcast and want more insight on how to actually build your credit, you'll be able to take the credit course. That way you can learn how to build your credit on your own. You don't have to pay anybody to do so. So be on the lookout for that. And then also we're having a Money Seeds workshop that'll actually be in a webinar format on May 16th at 8 p.m. So you can sign up for that at abundanceuniversity.net. Again, is the Money Seeds Workshop webinar, May 16th, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you can sign up and register. It's free. So again, it's something that we're just trying to add more value. So hopefully you can tune in. So today's topic, of course, we're still continuing on with the Money Seed series. Money Seed number 7. Retail therapy never works, right? So a lot of people, man, when you look at their weekends, it's usually them spending money, right? It's usually, you know, us unwinding. We want to get away from reality. We had a stressful week and we just want to go to retail therapy. Now, the thing about retail therapy, unlike other therapy, is the goal of therapy is to get help and be better, right? Retail therapy, it don't work because it doesn't help you at all, right? Number one, it's not tied to our financial goals. When we go to retail therapy, we usually buy things that we don't need. We usually spend money where we shouldn't be spending money on, right? So number one, it's not tied to our financial goals. Number two, you know, paying off debt has the same, if not better, feeling than shopping, right? Like there's nothing like getting that paid in full letter in the mail when you pay off a debt, right? So we need to get a better understanding and a better focus on how we spend money, right? Because again, money is a tool. So technically don't spend tools, we use tools. So you need to start using your money better. So you need to change where and why you shop, right? That's number one. And then you also have to understand that big business is one of those financial challenges that we all face, right? If you look at the calendar, we're in May, and for a lot of you listening to this, you're ready for warm weather. And you deserve it, right? Like we've been, if you're in Cincinnati, I mean, we've been battling. Like it seems like once we get a 70 degree day, we followed up with snow. Like, so, you know, with that comes, you know, new purchases, right? A lot of us, car maintenance is going to be something that we have to do over the next few months. When you look at, you know, if we are us homeowners, there's things that we got to fix up, whether it's the deck, whether it's, you know, our lawnmowers, you know, things that need, like that we need. And big business is going to, you know, get our money. But we, again, we have to make sure that we're only using our money wisely, and we're not just buying things just to say we bought them. A lot of you have enough clothes. You don't have to buy new ones. A lot of you have enough shoes. You don't need to buy new ones. Now, unless, you know, you're a runner and you play basketball, or, you know, you're wearing down shoes, that's different. But when it comes to most Americans, we have enough already, right? So, you know, watch the calendar and really plan ahead, right? That's how you overcome spending habits. You have to make a decision that you're only going to buy needs for 60 days. That's something that you can control. You need to write down what you need to be buying and then only stick to that. You have the discipline to do that, right? Check your bank account every day. Now, as simple as that sounds, it really can help out, right? It helps you be more disciplined on knowing how much money you have and how much money you should be using throughout the day, right? A lot of you pack lunch and still go out and buy lunch with your coworkers. Like, that's not like, if you check your bank account, you'll see like, hey, I need to hold on to this money because there's some purchases that I need to buy in the next 60 days. So make sure you check your bank account every day. You need to also set price points for all the items that you plan on buying, right? And I'm even talking about bills, and we talked about that in one of the previous episodes. You know, setting price points is very essential, and it really helps out. Like, for example, I don't spend more than $20 on a pair of pants, right? But that also doesn't mean that I always look at buying $20 a pair of pants. I'm gonna try to buy the least amount possible, or spend the least on pants. Or when it comes to my cell phone bill, I'm not paying more than $75 a month. So when a new iPhone comes out, I'm not gonna be thrilled to, you know, try to upgrade, because that may jump my bill above $75 a month. So you have to set price points. Price points are the heartbeat to a budget, right? Like, we talk about how much money we spend when we talk about budgeting, but when we set price points, we command the market to work for us, right? So unless, you know, you're supporting a small business, then you should never pay full price for anything, from your cell phone to clothes to a new phone, just anything, right? Like, you need to set price points. And again, when we look at retail therapy, it just doesn't make sense, man. It doesn't benefit us. We need to make sure that we're using our money wisely, man. It's going into, I mean, we're in the second quarter of 2018. If you're not actively building on your goals, if you're not actively paying off debt, if you're not actively building money machines, if you're not actively, you know, controlling your finances, then what are you doing? Right. We're about to be in May, right? In the next 2 days, you know, this might be your first time listening, and it's already May. What have you done with 2018? If you're not satisfied with where you're at financially, you need to get a grip on it, and you need to, again, focus on controlling what you can control. That's the secret, really. Like, we all can control what we can control. And if we do that day in and day out, we look up next year and we can really be ahead of what we thought we were going to be at, right? And, you know, just want to leave on this note, man. Like, this past weekend, we had a book sign event, me and one of my partners. And I just look back, and a year ago, I didn't write Money Seeds. I was currently working on it, but I didn't have it finished. It wasn't for sale. I didn't actually start selling my book until the beginning of July of 2017. So just think, a year ago, I didn't have my book. And you look at today, and we've sold over 300 copies with no major marketing, with no paid advertising. Like, I didn't do any ads on social media for real. Like, I literally, based on the work that I've been putting in, we've sold over 300 copies, and I'm just proud of that. And it goes to show you can actively commit to something and get to it, man. So remember, financial success, it happens on purpose, and success does not visit the lazy. Thanks for tuning in, and God bless.